You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight with Bruno Mars. Hey, sir. Yeah.
How you guys doing? Look at this lush dressing room we're in right now.
Well, you know,
only the best.
Well, thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, you really blew the budget on this for us.
You know what? That's what I like to do. If Beyonce's doing it, why can't I?
So you've had a really rubbish year this year, really.
Yeah, it was pretty
terrible.
Bad. But you know what? I'm going to make it through. I'm going to make it through. No, man. Things have been incredible, and you guys are... This is the last day of tour.
Aww.
You know what? It's bittersweet, because I'm sad that, I'm not going to be touring for a while, but I'm happy that I'm going to be coming up with the next album.
Best moments of the tour? What stood out for you?
Best moments in the tour? Wow. It was my birthday.
Okay.
Always good.
October 8th was my birthday, and my security guard came out in the middle of my song and sang happy birthday to me.
And has your rider gradually increased as you've got more successful?
Has my what?
Your rider, your backstage rider.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What are you demanding these days?
Now we get Starburst, we get Skittles,
wow.
And we get 2 extra Diet Cokes.
Wow.
Look out, Biebs.
Let's chat about Twilight. How did you get involved on the soundtrack, dude?
You know what? They approached me and they asked if I'd be interested. And I started writing a song, which is the song you hear now. It's called It Will Rain. I had like a couple lines in the verses. They said, why don't you come down and watch the couple scenes from the movie? So I went down there. They played me some stuff, and I was like, man, I think this song will be perfect. So I ended up finishing it after I've seen the scenes, and I think it turned out all right. It's my first time on a soundtrack.
Yeah.
So you don't know. It could be part of the wedding. It could be the big sex scene. It could be the birth.
It might not make the cut, to be honest with you.
The birth.
Well, you never know.
I think the birth's going to be quite violent from what I've heard. So
that's what I think would be perfect for that tune.
Maybe they've rocked it up and you don't know. They've made it some kind of thrash metal. We're going to chat some more. Can you introduce it for us, Bruno?
No problem. Guys, this is my new single off the Twilight soundtrack, Breaking Dawn. It is called It Will Rain. Enjoy.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight with Bruno Mars. Let's chat about next year.
Yeah.
As we head towards Christmas. We understand you've got some good downtime at Christmas and New Year.
Wait, hold on. Give me some credit for that sound effect I just made.
That was
amazing.
Dramatic.
Can we try it again?
The 2012 sound
effect. Let's say next year.
Okay, next year.
Are you predicting the end of the world in 2012?
I don't know. That's what it felt like, huh?
Yeah, it did. Oh, no.
Well, that was me exploding.
Okay. So you're going to spontaneously combust, but the world will be
explode.
Fine. In terms of what you're going to do career-wise, apart from the album, we've obviously got the Brit Awards coming up in February.
Oh.
Is that something that you'd be up for doing? Because I reckon you're surely going to be nominated.
Oh, I hope so. I'm a fan. Actually, when we did the MTV Awards in the States, and we did Amy Winehouse, Valerie, we did a tribute, and I actually pulled her performance up from the Brit Awards, which I thought it was an amazing performance in the way the stage looked, and that's what we try to achieve when we recreated it in the States. But I would love to be a part of that.
Okay, and maybe take home a gong.
Maybe.
Well, if you bribe us, we're on the panel.
Yeah, we vote. We choose which.
Did I tell you how good you look?
Thanks.
Right, let's introduce another song. You can choose one of yours, or something you love, or something you featured on. Entirely your call, Bruno.
Ooh, anything?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard the Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa song?
We like that.
We have. We played it.
Well, let's bump that real quick, y'all. This is Wiz Khalifa featuring Snoop Dogg and your boy, The Brooms. Young, Wild, and Free. Back with it.
In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight with Bruno Mars. Lucy's prepared some really random questions for you.
Damn it, Lucy.
So, Lucy, hit Mr. Mars with these.
Okay, are you ready for your first random question?
You can pass on any of these, by the way.
You see, what kind of Mars is that?
Sorry, man.
That's not fun, is it? He's not going to pass.
I will never pass.
I would pass on this first one.
Okay, Snog, marry, avoid.
Snog.
Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Beyonce.
Ria Perryonce.
Uh-huh.
It's like you've created a human centipede from the world's greatest musicians.
Right there.
A human centipede of Rihanna, Ria Perryonce. Oh, which one gets in the middle?
Rihanna would love that in the middle, I think.
Anyway, Snog, marry, or avoid. Which one?
Didn't we do that one already?
You didn't answer it.
I said snog.
Which one would you snog?
Oh, who would I snog?
So you've got to choose out of all of them. One.
What would you rather do? Snog. Okay. Snog, marry, and what?
Avoid. You have to avoid one of them.
I have to do that?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
That's why we chose 3 really hot women.
I mean, I'd avoid Beyonce because she's married.
Hey, good answer.
Nice. Yeah.
And now Rihanna or Katy Perry to snog and marry.
Let me snog them both. Let me marry them both. Why not? It's 2011, yeah. Right? And wake up.
Let's do some bigamy here.
Let's do something, right? Just the family. We'll make music together.
This could be the cult of Bruno Mars. You can have as many pop star wives as you like.
Your harem.
A fabulous place. I would join.
Do you have a pair of lucky underpants?
Yeah, I'm wearing them.
Okay. You're going to be on this sofa later with a lucky lady.
It's a licorice thong, straight up.
Amazing.
Wow.
What would you eat?
You can't go from licorice thong to what do you eat?
I eat licorice thongs. Oh, my body.
What would you eat as your last meal?
What, if I died? What kind of depressing questions are these? It's my last meal.
So your favorite food, essentially. I could have rephrased
you
it.
You could have.
All right. Go on.
I'm kind of upset about that question. I'll answer it anyway.
Go on.
Licorice thongs, next.
Have you ever answered the phone while intimate with a lady friend?
Whoa. I think so. I'm sure I have.
Probably. Who's hotter, Jessica Rabbit or Minnie Mouse?
Jessica Rabbit's pretty hot.
If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, which album would it be?
Let me think. Doo-wops and hooligan. No, I'm kidding. What would it be? I mean, you can't go wrong with the Thriller album. You can't go wrong with Purple Rain. You can't go wrong with the Chronic album. And you can't go wrong with Selena Gomez. So, I mean, what's funny? I don't understand.
It's a masterpiece.
It really is.
Which one would you choose, Selena?
Which one would I choose? I'll choose Purple Rain.
Thanks for letting us chat to you.
Thanks.
We need one more song.
Yeah.
Once again, no rules. But
any
if you're on it, that's
song?
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, which one of yours?
It could be any song, or it has to be like a song that's been played on the radio.
Or are you going to sing something now that's not been on the radio?
I would like to
before?
Sing something right now, actually.
Feel free. Okay, can we get an exclusive on this?
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired and I wanna just dip and say, turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit worldly and I wanna dip and dance and say, turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit hobbies and I'm this and this and this and there.
Amazing.
I think I need you now tonight. I think I need you more than ever. And if you wanna hold me tight, I think I need you more together.
You are a legend.
Turn
sir.
Around.
So you like Bonnie Tyler then? Is Bonnie
course,
Tyler, right?
Of course. I wish I knew the words.
It's got bright eyes in there somewhere.
You pretty much nailed
bright
it.
Bright eyes. That felt
it's
close,
man. It's a karaoke classic.
So marry you then, yeah?
Let's do marry you. Let's play marry you.
Bruno, thanks very much,
thank
dude.
You.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Take In Demand wherever you go. Download the podcast now. Indemand.fm.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy right now with Kay Perry Hire.
Hello.
So without sounding like a total doofus, an amazing year for you, Katie.
Wow. Thanks.
A stunner of a year. Textbook to a certain extent for a pop star, definitely.
It feels good.
I'm gonna be chinking
some glasses on the New Year's at some point.
Definitely.
You deserve it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about the fact you've been on tour for what must feel like forever.
Yeah.
Last time we saw you, you were on tour. That was only earlier
exactly.
this year.
I've been on tour since February.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on, this is probably like our 115th, 16th show for the California Dreams Tour. And I haven't died yet.
You're still going strong.
I'm
have there
still
been any moments
strong.
Where...
I still have 2 weeks though, so let's knock on wood.
Have any, knock on wood. Any pyrotechnics gone wrong? Any stage falls?
Not
anything like
really.
That?
Not really. I've, I've missed some of the lyrics. You know, just around, which you had it underneath.
just mumble them.
Yeah, or just throwing the mic out to the
crowd
audience.
Know all the words.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the trick of the trade, isn't it? Every
Everyone
artist does that.
It,
hey, you sing it for me because I love you.
But why are we singing in the verses? Aren't you just supposed to sing the chorus?
Let's talk about these number ones you've had this year as well. This incredible record,
yeah.
which has been actually a space. It's not been 2011, it's been last year as well.
Yeah.
The most number one songs from the same album on the Billboard chart.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I made a bet with one of the guys that works in my radio department at my label, and I said, okay, I have a good feeling about this particular song, but this particular song, I don't necessarily know if it's going to go to a number one. It's a cool song, and I think it's going to be popular. But if it does go number one, I'm going to take your little girls out to dinner. It went number one, I think, for like 6 weeks or something. Yep. So I've got six dinners.
Part of the key to it and part of the success, has that been having a brand new video for each song? Have you purposefully done that?
I think everybody's really, it's really important to have a visual to pair with the actual song. I think it really shows the artist's true intentions of what it means to them, maybe. And everyone just loves a music video, especially a really well-made one.
Friday night is just, I mean, I can watch that so many. It's just so funny. You notice something new about it every time you watch it.
Yeah, there's a lot jam-packed into that video. And I love the Kathy Beth Terry character. Aww. She's so sweet.
Everyone was Kathy Beth Terry at school,
Bless
though, right?
Her.
Yeah, she's a cute. She's even got her own Twitter account.
Yeah, she's pretty popular on Twitter, actually. I think a lot of people maybe were her for Halloween.
That's a really good one, actually.
Katie, can you introduce Last Friday Night for us right now?
Yeah, this is Katy Perry, and this next song is Last Friday Night.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Katy Perry on In Demand. Katy, we have a load of Twitter questions for you.
I love seeing all these people walking around in their costumes. She had red glitter lips.
She did. I think she actually went into that room to get the red glitter lips.
What is in that room? It's a mysterious place.
She's one of my tour ladies. Tour production lady, she's Catwoman tonight.
Amazing. We saw her walking through the corridor earlier. Yeah. She looks amazing.
Yeah. We have fan questions.
All right.
So don't blame us for these. Sophie Hadley, would Katy Perry rather have 10 Smurfs or 10 children?
Well, I don't have to really feed those Smurfs much besides blueberries. And they all kind of don't use restroom in their pants. So probably the Smurfs. And I can put them in my purse, too, like
absolutely.
A little doggy.
Yeah.
You get to be Mama Smurf.
I'll be Mama Smurf.
Gemma says, you have dedicated fans. What's the craziest thing anyone has ever done for you?
A lot of people get tattoos.
That's dedication.
That's a lot of dedication. I know one girl who, for the first record, like right when the first record came out, one of the boys, she got the whole artwork across her whole back of the cover. And I was that was like in the very beginning. So I was telling her, I was like, I really hope I don't like, get unpopular.
Yeah, flop.
Flop next record, because this is permanent.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, though, in a sense.
That's frightening.
A bit weird.
Cool. I don't encourage it necessarily, but...
Go and get a tattoo of all your artwork.
I'm all right with it, but I don't encourage it.
Sophie would like to know, what's your favorite food to eat anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world, I like risotto.
Classic.
I love the way Americans say risotto.
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 Risotto. Risotto. Yeah, risotto.
Nice.
Baked beans on toast.
Clarissa, what does Katy most enjoy about her position as a celebrity?
I like to be able to experience the world with my friends in a big way. Like one time, I heard there was a restaurant in the Eiffel Tower, and I asked for reservations, and they were really booked. And I was like, well, do you think that I can hear you? No, but I got to go, which was lovely, because I never have time to do any of that stuff. But I love experiencing touristy things and taking my friends with me, taking all my bands and dancers. We went to like a authentic tango show in Argentina and stuff like that.
Time for another one of your number ones. Can you introduce E.T. for us, Katy?
Yes. This is Katy Perry, and this next song is E.T.
In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy, our final chat with Katy Perry right now.
Oh.
We would like to know what you've got planned for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Christmas.
What's going on?
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
stuff like that.
You guys don't even celebrate Thanksgiving.
No, we're getting the mood for it for you, though.
Oh, yeah. But you like to have a nice big meal, anyways. You have
always.
We don't have roast dinners every Sunday, so it's like you've got Thanksgiving every Sunday.
So you have to wait till Thanksgiving to have a proper roast?
Basically, yeah. Most definitely in America. It's horrible, isn't it? I'm going to be celebrating Thanksgiving with my family and just eating and falling asleep after the food. And
like then, Christmas Day.
And then eating more and falling asleep after the food.
Exactly. What's on your Christmas list?
My Christmas list?
Yeah.
Health. Physical health, mental health, stability for the next year, for my friends, for my family.
Nothing from Tiffany's?
For, no. they don't need any of that stuff. No, I've got more than a girl should have, and I think...
I love the fact that all your jewellery that you've got on right now, obviously celebrating Halloween, it looks like it's come from Woolworths.
Yeah, but the skull ring's amazing.
Yeah, it's. I just found it over there. It lights up, and it's a skull, and it's Halloween. I think that, you know, people really get into their minds about getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I truly love to give and to give an experience and to see like people's minds open and their perception change and to be provocative in the right type of way.
Pleasure as always, Katie. Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the year. An amazing year so far. Can you introduce the brand new single and we'll play it now?
Yes, thanks so much. This is Katy Perry and you're listening to my newest single, The One That Got Away. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.